The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you.
Howdy, folks. This is R.W. Hampton, and you're listening to Clear Out West. Let me do another one. Don't cut it off yet. Hide the old lady. All right. Enough of that. Hey, wasn't that beautiful?
That's right, R.W. Hampton. You are listening to Clear Out
yes,
West Radio Show. He's got to be about 30 years you'll be free
getting
now,
close,
doesn't
yeah.
he? 35 or
scaring the heck out
40
of
it, yeah. or something like that, yeah. Well, it's time for Farrier's File.
Yeah,
what do you got for us this week?
Well, since we're doing Valentine's, let's talk a little bit about grooving.
Oh, do it. Yeah. You know, you should.
Yes, we should.
All right. Let's do that.
In honor of Valentine's
Day. Yeah, right.
Day.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, there's a practice and there's a theory out there that if you have a crack in a hoof, if you warm up a Pritchell and start making lines, horizontal lines across the hoof, it's going to help that crack.
Right.
Well, some people take it. To a farther extent.
Yeah.
You do a horizontal crease across the top of the crack, and then they bring it into a pyramid.
Sure.
Or a triangle, excuse me.
And how many of those work?
I have yet have any of that work for
right.
me.
Right. I've seen rasp marks.
Yes.
Across that.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm sorry, brethren, but you're just, you're on the surface, right?
Yeah. Well, and you got to get the pressure off the crack.
There, you got to find out what is causing the crack.
Right.
I mean, that helps, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And so there is some corrective shoeing that needs to take place.
There is.
And
yep.
you need to put pressure where there isn't any pressure, and you need to take pressure off where there's too much pressure.
Where there's too much pressure.
And the way you determine that is you stick a quarter in the crack with the pressure off, and if he sets his foot down and a quarter falls out, he's spreading.
He's spreading.
You got to pull that together.
That's exactly right. Yep. There's so much more to it, and we just don't have time.
We haven't got the time.
That is some great information there, big fella.
Yeah.
And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, I'll stick a quarter in a crack that you got there. How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. If they would like to request a dick pic.
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
That's it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. That's right. No cracks. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Not bad.
Yeah, not terrible, but
not
we
bad.
Can do better. R.W. Hampton's riding along with us. Now, this is really funny.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Uh-huh.
This is a cowboy singer who has recorded a Queen song.
Pay attention.
You pay attention and see if you've heard this before. This is Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
This thing called love, I just can't handle it. This thing called love, I must get around to it. I ain't ready. A crazy little thing called love. This thing called love, it cries in a cradle all night. It swings, it jives, it shakes all over like a jellyfish. I kinda like it. A crazy little thing called love. There goes my baby. She knows how to rock and roll. She drives me crazy. She gives me hot and cold fever, then she leaves me in a cool, cool sweat. I gotta be cool, relax, I get hip, I get on my tracks. Take a back seat, hitchhike. I take a long, long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready for crazy little thing called love. Gotta be cool,
gotta be cool,
relax,
get hip,
get on my tracks, take a back seat, hitchhike, take a long, long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready, a crazy little thing called love. This thing called love, I just can't handle it. This thing called love, I must get around to it. I ain't ready. A crazy little thing called love. Crazy little thing called love. Crazy little thing called love. Yeah, make me crazy, baby.
Well, way to go, R.W.
I like his version better.
Well, of course, his version is better.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes without saying. Yeah. I'm just shocked that he recorded that version.
That is a brave man.
I got that CD and I saw him at a performance and I just looked at him and I said, really? He said, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, he did a heck of a job with it, didn't he?
That's right.
Yeah, you betcha.
You know, people could go a long ways by watching Bugs Bunny.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And Pepe Le Pew on how he woos his sweetheart.
And the persistence
Persistence. Oh, yeah. Don't weaken, man.
Don't weaken, man.
Just stay with
Pepe Le Pew. Holy moly. You know, I had forgotten all about that sort of stuff.
Oh,
that is so awesome.
Yeah, well, that's a classic.
It is.
I mean, pursuit. Pursuit is half the fun.
So if you need some pointers.
Yeah.
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 You know,
pull up
Looney Tunes.
That's
right. Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm here to tell you, Looney Tunes probably give you as much valuable information as you'll get here.
You're getting it right here.
Yeah, exactly. You'll get a lot better information off of Looney Tunes. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So, Cowboy, we were talking about Cowboy First Dates. And now that you're married.
Now that I'm married.
My spouse does not fall for this anymore.
She's,
you know?
No.
It's like, hey, baby, let's take a romantic drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So before we were married.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Jump in a truck and we went. But now she knows I have ulterior motives.
Uh-huh. She's there to open the gate.
She's the gate getter. Exactly right. Yep.
Dirty dog.
I'm gonna throw it down right now, and I'm gonna complain to all the pickup manufacturers.
Okay.
Right now, here and that. We
right
no
here
long,
now.
We don't have bench seats anymore.
You know, I was gonna go there too.
Yeah.
You know, the sweetheart don't get a chance to sit next to you anymore. There's always something in the way.
There's a console. I mean, she can't even try to sit
exactly
next to you now.
I'm with you on that. I want to have my name on that.
Yeah. Well, on our very first date that I told you about, going to the rugby tournament, that was in a 72 Nova.
Yes.
Yeah. Two door 72 Nova.
Stick shift.
Yep. Three on the tree.
Oh,
it was three on the tree, and she could sit by me.
That's right.
And she did.
And she did.
The whole way.
Bless her. Yep. That is one tough woman.
That's a good woman right there.
That's a good woman.
Oh, and she's a cheap date. I think I got her a junior quarter pounder and some fries, too, so if I remember right.
Yeah, yeah, and she was just happy.
And she's still the same way. She's still a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Let's ditch out to another commercial, okay. And when we come back, Elizabeth Ebert has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.